in July, many businesses were forced to close or reduce their levels of operation. This had a negative impact on employees who didn't receive an income during that time, as they were unable to work. On the 11th of August 2021, the Minister of Employment and Labour gazetted the temporary financial relief scheme known as the Destroyed, Affected or Looted Workplaces. Temporary Financial Relief Scheme 2021, to address the damage caused to the employees who were directly affected. And to tell us more about this, we are joined on the line by Thamsang Mamila, Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thamsang, I thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Samora, and good afternoon to you, or evening to your listeners.
Now, could you explain to us the insights of this Temporary Financial Relief Scheme?
So the purpose of the scheme is similar to what we had last year with the TERS. The purpose of the TERS was to give relief to those people or those employees who were either temporarily without a job or whose businesses had been shut down as a result of COVID. So similarly with this one, employees who are either unemployed or who don't have a source of income and as a result of the destruction between the 9th to the 18th of July will be able to approach the UIF to apply for this particular financial relief.
And what conditions will an employee be viable to receive remuneration?
They first must be affected. So they must show that as a result of the civil unrest between the 9th and the 18th of July, that they are without a job or without income. The employer will be the one that, or the body that's responsible to apply. The employer must show that the employee and themselves are registered on an Employment Insurance Act under the UIF, that there must be a closure of the business, and then also that they must confirm in writing that they will accept the procedure set out by the UIF in order to claim the fund, or fund the fund, sorry.
And how does the policy affect the employer, and what is their involvement in the process?
I think I've just touched on that in my previous answer. But the employer is able to apply in order to assist its employees in getting relief during this period of a shutdown while they're trying to recover, and that they have the responsibility of the administration in order to make sure that their employees are paid out by the UIF if they do apply and are successful.
So now, Thamsang, how do we ensure that, because I know that during the beginning stages of COVID last year, you know, there was a rollout which was somewhat similar, and we saw all of that money getting squandered and people, you know, applying on behalf of companies that didn't exist. How are they going to ensure that this is actually going to the right people?
So in this particular one, I suppose the government learned from the lessons of the COVID relief fund, is that in this particular one, unless the commissioner responsible for the issuing or distribution of money, direct or otherwise, the money has to go to the employee's bank account. So the money will go directly to them. It's not going to be paid to the employer or the employer to distribute to the employees, and that's the difference.
And this remuneration package, how is the percentage calculated, and how does it affect the business itself?
So the UIF has published a sliding scale. The least that a person is going to get is 3.5 or 3,500 rand. If you earn less than 3,500 rand, you will get the full 3,500 rand. And then the sliding scale will be calculated on a range between 3,500 to 17,000 rand. So the least amount of money a person can expect to get is 3,500, and the most amount of money a worker can expect to get is 6,700, calculated on a sliding scale between 38 and 60%.
All right. Now, the scheme is not linked to normal unemployment insurance benefits. So what are the differences noted in the Unemployment Insurance Act 63 of 2001?
The scheme does not use the normal UIF rules, which set out a maximum number of payments depending on how long an employee has been employed. Instead, this one doesn't care about those requirements. As long as you're a UIF contributor, you're fully eligible and you may register and apply for the relief, to receive the relief, rather.
And when it comes to applying, how does one go about it?
I think you should be able to do it online. Unfortunately, for some reason, I'm not able to direct your listeners particularly to where they need to go. But it should be available either at the Department of Labor, the local Department of Labor, and I'm sure employers would be able to get it via that way.
All right, Tom Sangla, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Samora.
And that was Tom Sangla, Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr.